Now, the rest of the story. You could hear the explosion for miles around. It came from a trench on Hill 144. A sergeant named Ben was test-firing a howitzer. The mortar's barrel was already red-hot. Ben should have known better. He took four comrades with him. Everyone who was nearby when the howitzer blew up with it. The soldiers were ripped to pieces in the blast. Their remains were being removed for burial when somebody said, "Where's Ben?" His body was 15 feet away. And intact. And alive. The second lieutenant, who was first to reach Ben, found his eyes fixed in a terrifying stare and his teeth clenched in pain. Ben was taken immediately to a first aid station, then to a field hospital, where his temperature rose to a torrid 103. His body was riddled with shrapnel wounds, 44 of them, some of them so gaping that surgeons could plunge entire fists into them. Over the agonizing month that followed, Ben was operated on 27 times, and except for two of those times, each time without anesthetic. To fight off threatening gangrene, his wounds were packed with swabs drenched in alcohol. Throughout Ben's ordeal, doctors shook their heads. His survival had been a miracle, they said, and yet his recovery was far from assured. And as Ben's tormented brain sank deeper into delirium, those who knew him best recalled the rest of the story, that Ben was a draft dodger. Ben had always resisted regimentation and authority, even as a small child. He was a poet at heart, he said, and so, age 20, he crossed the border to avoid conscription. He drifted for more than a year in the quest of getting his work published. He might never have returned home had it not been for the general amnesty of 1905. 18 months of military service would clean the slate, he was told, so Ben took advantage of it. And yet the draft dodger stigma clung to him. Through Ben's years as a teacher, and then as a small-town businessman, and then as a newspaper editor, he was always known first as the town's draft dodger. Perhaps it was in an effort to remove that stigma that Ben was among the first to respond to the draft of 1915. He was among the first on the battlefields of the First World War. The winter of 1917, Ben's unit was deployed to an icy limestone range north of the Adriatic. It was the flying rock fragments following explosions which made this duty particularly dangerous. You already know what happened in the afternoon of February 23, the terrible blast in that trench on Hill 144. Now, the odds say Ben should not have survived, but he did. He was given a medical discharge and went home and single-handedly altered the destiny of his nation. The draft dodger part was quickly forgotten. The doomed sergeant who didn't die, you never knew. But the world remembers instead the hours of terror in another global war, the alliance with Hitler, and the man who turned Italy upside down. A soldier named Ben, who became Il Duce, Benito Mussolini. And now, you know the rest of the story.